Lesson 1, Greetings and Leave-Takings. What I really like about this particular conversation, this lesson, is it's what I call non-threatening situation. Many times you're just passing someone by, and you can say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, like that. And you know more or less what they're going to say. They're going to say the same thing back to you. So you say, Mayong buntag, and they're going to say, Mayong buntag pod. Meaning, good morning and good morning to you too. Maybe if you're not going so fast and you're going a little bit slower, they may say, Asamwato, Asaka, which is short for Asakamwato, where are you going? And like in the lesson it says, you can just say, I'm sa mercado, I'm going to the market, or Dinhalang, I'm just there. So you just, it's a very easy conversation to get into because you just say hello and then goodbye. So you can just say, oh, sige, bye-bye, bye, that's it. And then you move along your way. Also, this is good to start off with kids. Children are very easy to talk to. And on the next lesson, we'll talk about asking names, which work well with children. But this is just greetings. And so practice saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Also, in Cebuano, they say good noon. Now, good noon sounds very strange in English. We don't say good noon. But in Cebuano, they do use the word good and noon as a very common expression used between 11 in the morning and about 1 in the afternoon. And noon is uto. So, mayong uto pod. Good noon to you. So, don't be afraid to use mayong uto just because we don't say good noon so much in English.